Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The head coach of the football Giants is Pat Shurmur. Coach, welcome. How are you?
Mike, how's it going?
All right, Pat. That was a boy, as bad as the weather, you guys threw in a clunker. That was a clunker yesterday. That was a rough one.
Yeah, that was a bad game. We didn't play well enough to win. And
no.
Really, in a tight game, you know, I think when you look at it, on defense, we kept the score down, certainly. And, you know, we missed some tackles and did some things that we hadn't been doing in the last couple weeks. But, you know, they kept the score down. We just, you know, didn't get on the board. I think the most important – you know, the couple of turnovers in the second second half really
they
were,
hurt.
Were the
difference. Yeah, the second one put it away. It did. And also, you had them stopped on the goal line for
sure.
Fourth, and you got the face mask penalty,
right.
Which turned it from 10. It would have been 10 instead of 14. So, I mean,
right.
That changed it. You know what it was to me, Coach. More than anything else, sometimes rain isn't equal. And in this game, I didn't think it was because they were bigger and stronger, and they played to being bigger and stronger. They basically manhandled you guys on both lines.
Well, I don't think it was our best effort, you know, certainly up front. And again, we didn't make enough happen, you know. I think.
And their back threw guys off. That back is a big back, and he threw guys off right. I mean, he made your deep backs look like Smurfs. I mean, they were throwing them off. He was throwing them off right and left.
Yeah, you know, the run fits were good. The ball was bouncing to the perimeter. We just got to do a better job of getting him down, which we've done.
And listen,
you know,
he's a big man, too. He's a very big guy, and he broke a lot of tackles.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So, anyways, we didn't make enough plays.
No,
and
bad penalties and drops, and Eli didn't have a good game. And like you said, and his fumble was a killer, was an absolute killer where it came on the field. And his interception was not a good play because he gave up points on the interception.
Yeah.
So it was a bad day all the way around.
You know what it felt like? To me, it felt like, you know, one of those early games we were playing, you know?
Yes.
We couldn't quite get out of our own way, and, you know, we guys fought hard and struggled through it, and, you know, we were within a score there, you know, deep into the third quarter, and had a chance really to tie it in that drive where, you know, we didn't get any points, and so, you know, it was not our best effort. I'm certainly disappointed to put that out there, for the home crowd, and we'll get back to work here and get ready to play Indianapolis.
All right, this is WFAN in New York. We're talking, of course, with the Giant head coach, Pat Shurmur, on WFAN, AM and FM, 101.9 and 660 on your New York dial as we take you through the afternoon. Of course, Eli Manning coming up at 5. We asked the coach to join us today, which he's nice enough to do. Now two games left. Obviously, the division changed overnight. How about Philly beating the Rams? What a strange year. It really is. With Foles stepping back in, which changed everything, Dallas gets shut out. First time ever, if you're a little bit of a historian, Coach, first time the Cowboys and Giants have ever been shut out on the same Sunday. How about that? Huh? That's remarkable. Both get shut out. Two games left, a hot Colt team on the road, and then the Cowboys. So a chance to play a little bit of playoff spoiler against two teams that are fighting like crazy to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and two teams that are actually, you know, until yesterday, I think the safe to say the Cowboys were hot.
Yeah, and the Colts are red hot.
And then the Colts have, they've played their way into it. You know, they got quarterbacks playing well.
Yep.
They're very active on defense. They found a way to protect Luck. And he's kind of a gritty guy that makes things happen.
Well, how about Luck for a second? You're a guy who's who's a play caller. You watch. We talk about quarterback play. Here's a guy who, as everyone knows, is one of the great players in this league, one of the real great talented quarterback. When you watch Luck, give me your scouting report. What is it from your standpoint, that makes Luck so good?
Well, I think he's a gritty player. He's a gamer. You know, he steps up in the pocket. He always. You know, he's been hit a lot over his career, but he still, you know, he steps up in the pocket and he'll find an open receiver. And, you know, I think he's a winner. You know, I think he fell when he was injured, and coming back from injury is a tough thing for all players, but it appears like he's back to full strength. And, you know, he's got a good coach. You know, I know Frank well, and, You know, when I think it hurt Philly when Frank left, quite frankly. And I think he's doing a nice job with that team as well.
He has, and you know, and Luck's a very tough guy. He's had obviously a sensational season, and you know, he's got a speed guy in Hilton. He's picked up with, you know, his Max put the nice. They've really gotten a lot out of one class. If you talk about a freshman group going in there and making a difference, their rookie class has had a sensational year on both sides of the ball. They've had a lot of rookies make a big difference this year.
Yeah, I think they have, and you know, by the same. You know, I think we've had some rookies come in and play well for us, and they'll continue to get better as well.
What's up with Beckham?
Well, he feels a little better than he did last week, so we'll just take him through the week, see if he can make it.
Will you try to push him at this stage, or with two games left? And if it's iffy, he's a no-go, I'm sure. But I mean, does he have to be completely 100% here to get in the game, or how do you look at that?
Yeah, you know, I'm waiting for Ronnie and the doctors to kind of tell me where that's at, and then certainly Odell knows how he feels and where he needs to be to play. So again, we're just going to have to see what the week brings and kind of figure it out at the end of the week here.
When you guys were trying to rally around the idea of being alive, and now that ends. When that ends, it's always a weird feeling for a team with a couple of weeks left. How about your group and what you try to accomplish with these last two games?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, based on some of the questions that I received today, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of drifting off into the player acquisition phase of the year in the off season, but we're not there yet.
Right.
You know, I think when you're trying to, we got to learn how to win again, and we got to learn how to win early, medium, and late. And now we're late in the season against good opponents, and so, you know, we're going out there to win football games, and then, you know, the off season will take care of itself, and so.
Plus,
you
have a big rivalry game. Plus, you have a big game next week against the Cowboys in your building, and it could be for the division title. And you want to, and you could impact that division title. I mean, you know, that's a big deal.
No doubt, no doubt. And you know, when I was visiting with the team today, and we're going over the game and talking about corrections and moving forward. You know, coaching and playing is what we do. And you know, when it's over, and you get into the off season, you wish you could be doing it. And you know, I don't worry about our guys staying in the moment and playing hard. You know, we just need to play better than we did last week.
Coach, I know you've heard this a million times and you tire of it, but this is where this league is at now, and you know it. You're either a team that has a firm player at a certain stage in his career at a quarterback, or you're looking for a quarterback. And that's all anyone wants to know is where that search is, who's going to be your quarterback. So everyone wants to know, what are the Giants going to do next year? What's Eli's status? What's going? So that's where you're kind of in that limbo stage now.
Sure.
And unless you're in the stage where you have a Luck, or you have a Donald who's a year into his career, or you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have the guy where it's a no-brainer, everyone wants to know where you're getting your next guy from and how you're pursuing that. That's why you get questions about whether Eli's playing this week.
Sure. No, and I get that. I mean, every team's at a different stage of their quarterback story. I get that. You know, every team has, you know, conversation about their quarterback. You know, been down in Philly now, they're, you know, with Wentz and Foles. And, you know, obviously, you know,
how about
Eli,
Foles stepping in there and winning that game? Huh? How about what people, you know, everyone's view of him has got to change.
Well, I was with him. I was the coordinator
I know that.
He was 27-2. So I've seen the best in Foles. I've worked with a lot of these guys, but I saw the best in Sanchez too, you know, and I saw the best in Barkley. I saw best in a lot of these guys, you know, and so they have it in them. And you know, Nick proved last year at the end of the season that he could lead that team, and he did. You know, I didn't see the whole game, but it sounds like he played a pretty fine game.
He did, and their defense came up bigger than I thought it would, to be honest with you. It was a little bit of a surprising game. We're talking, obviously, with Pat Shurmur about the two games the Giants have left and where this takes them. Yesterday, all the way around, did you get anything positive out of yesterday from anybody that maybe some I didn't see? Did you get anything out of anybody yesterday that was worth talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to keep that to myself. You know, when you don't play well enough to win, and it's a game that it wasn't near good enough, we're gonna move on to that, make the corrections, move on to the next one.
How about the back going through yesterday's game? That was a tough day for him yesterday. He hasn't had a lot of tough days. Yesterday was one where it was a tough day for him yesterday.
It was tough. You know, I tried to tried to run the ball early and through the middle of the game, and you know, we weren't quite getting the yardage that we'd been getting on the runs. And then, you know, we had a couple good runs that were negated by penalties, and those are, we can't have that. And then, you know, threw the ball way more than I wanted to. You know, we had 7 throws at the end of the half in 2 minutes, and then obviously basically down by 17, you know, there was, I think, 15 throws in the second, in the fourth quarter. So that's not the way you want to play. And that's not the formula that I want us to live by, but we got to do a better job and making sure we get points when we can and not turn the ball over. That's the one thing we've done of late is
you haven't turned the ball over all year, to be honest with you.
No, and really, when you think in the last since the bye, we're one of the tops in terms of
2 turnovers
turnover ratio.
Yeah,
and so. You know, there wasn't much yesterday that fits into the formula of winning.
No.
And we got to own it. It in my mind, it stunk, and we got to get it out of our system and move on.
As far as what you're looking to accomplish with individual guys like Barkley in the last two weeks, is there anything specific about him that you're looking to accomplish in these last two games?
No, I think everybody plays. You know, and each individual will. You know, you got to learn what it feels like to be in. You know, playing the 15th and 16th game of the year, you know, and just keep going. And then there's going to be guys that are going to get a chance to play because other guys are injured. And, you know, we'll just keep doing what we can to put the best guys out there to win a game. And, you know, we'll end up just by default, we're going to end up seeing some guys that, you know, some guys are going to get some opportunities that they may not have had. And you just go play.
You know, you're 5-9. You were 1-7, so it would be 6-2 if you went 7-9, which would still be a good second half to build on. So there's still that to where you would have won 6 of your last 8 games.
And there's something to that. If you believe experience matters, then, and if you believe the years are connected, and I certainly do, that's something to fight for.
When does next year start? For a guy who knows he's going to be coaching the team next year like you do, when does next year start, or has next year already started for your team?
No, I mean, certainly, you know, we have conversations about where we're going to go in the off season.
You know, I've had guys tell me that, you know, when we lost in the locker room, that's when our year started, and they went on to a big thing the next year. That's where our year started. Our year started that day. Do you think that right now, next year starts for your guys, where your guys know that everything now is about looking forward?
I think it starts this week, quite frankly,
because
it's a continuation. But in terms of me, you know, directing us through the off season, you know, we have plans and things that, you know, I spend my time doing. But when it comes to the team and getting ready to play this opponent, that's where all our focus is.
And how about the idea of the evaluation and the quarterback position? How extensive? What's going to be the plan on that? Is there anything you can educate the audience on about what your plan is? How you guys are going to view that?
No, I think you know normally the plan is right now we're playing out the year and you use all that information to kind of guide you. And, you know, when the year's over, what ends up happening, and it'll be the same plan here, we'll spend whenever the year is over, and unfortunately this year we're not in the playoffs, so starting Monday, you know, the players will have their exits, and then we'll do in-depth player evaluations from the position coach to the coordinator to myself, and all the information gets inputted and compared with our player personnel people. And, you know, we look at our players and the ones that we want to keep and move forward with, and then, you know, see where, you know, we're going to, you know, add or subtract or whatever we're going to do. But all that happens then, and, you know, then you have the discussions, and, you know, certainly it all comes down to team building and player acquisition. But that's all stuff that happens 2 weeks from now. And so that's where it's certainly super important to stay in the moment. You know, we all know how to do that. We've all been through that process before. There'll be plenty of time to talk about all that stuff. And right now we just stay in the moment.
And try to win the last 2 games. That's basically
it,
right?
That's it. That's it. And it's, you know, I think, you know, we...
was there a finality walking off that field yesterday or what?
Nah. I mean, I feel like if we play the right way and we coach the right way, we can beat anybody we play. But we didn't do those 2 things yesterday, and we ended up losing. So, I mean, I was still in the weekly mode where you get it out of your system, and you know, you make the corrections, and you move on to the next one. And So I'm going to stay here for the next 2 weeks, first starting with the Colts.
You think you're built to play in those kind of conditions? I mean, do you want a team that is built to play in those kind of conditions?
Oh, I do. I do. I think, you know, whether it's the weather or officiating or the crowd noise, you know, any of the things that happen in a ball game, you know, those are all, you know, both teams play in front of and with all those things happening. And so I do think we can. You know, I thought there were some good throws. You know, really the passing game, when you look at it, that's probably where you go. You know, there was a combination of things. Eli made some good throws that were dropped.
And no question.
There was some protection issues that,
yep, no
that
question.
Created Aaron
and
throws.
He made some bad throws.
And then he misfired on a couple. So.
And he did, yeah, no question. I think all of that is a fact, absolutely. While they gave the ball to their big back, who carried the ball 33 times. I mean, that's a, you know, that in that kind of weather, that helps if you can just turn around and give the ball to the back.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, again, along the way, we were trying to get that done, and a couple of those turnovers knocked us off schedule.
No question. I mean, did you feel you're down 7-0. Could have been a lot worse in the first half. What did you feel going into the half?
No, I felt good. And again, I felt like, you know, when you're within one score, you're ahead by a score, the game is in the balance. And I'm always positive that we're going to go down and score. We took the ball and we were driving, and we had opportunities in that drive to get points to start the second half, which would have tied the score and made it a whole different scenario. Unfortunately, we missed on those opportunities.
You clearly did different things to take away what he was doing in the second half. You clearly tried. Was it more just execution and missed tackles yesterday? Was it more that, or was it anything they did in the second half?
No, they had the same plan throughout.
I mean, it looked the same to me. It didn't look like that, but it looked like more than anything else. It looked like you guys had plenty of chances to stop him where he just kind of was stronger than the tackler was.
Yeah, no, he's a big back, you know, and he's – it just wasn't our best effort in terms of tackling, you know. And so, really, if our first responders had gotten the guy, you know, gotten Derek on the ground.
Hey, he got hit in the backfield a lot. He did get hit in the backfield a lot. He just threw those guys off, which I think partially you got to give him some credit for. He's a big man. He threw a lot of those guys off himself. I mean, I watched him the week before. He threw a lot of guys around that week, too. He ran for two, you know, whatever it was, 250, 260 the week before. So it wasn't the first week that he's been running around through people, you know?
Yeah, no, and again, we got to get better moving forward.
All right, thanks very much.
All right, Mike, we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Sherman, the head coach of the Giants. And really, there's days where there's not much to be said. Yesterday's one of those.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.